the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, the middle of Simen Shinchot Ches, the halachas of a chayla on Shabbos. Sif Yud Gimel, Dav Kuf Samachim and Alf. Kol Azara is L'chalal Shabbos. Whoever is diligent, quick to desecrate Shabbos, but Dav Ashish Besekarna regarding someone that has danger, Hariz Meshubach, he's praiseworthy. Afila Imasakan A Imoy Dav Acher, even if he's remedying with it, something else, for example, let's say he spreads out a net to save a child that fell into the river. But Sadi my dog, and together with that, he catches some fish. He's still praiseworthy. Anything that's something like this. For example, let's say a child falls into a pit. So you pull out clumps of earth and you help him get up. Even though you're making steps now for the pit, which is beneficial at the time when you're ripping it out, you're still praiseworthy. But the Sharatin is Tazan said that's from the Gemara, but the Magen Ram, however, it concludes. And the Gemara Mordechai sounds like a little bit not to be lean regarding this. Now, Rabbi refuses that. Look over there. Says I'm going further. Ninal Hadeles, let's say the door is locked in front of a child, and the child's scared. Shaiva Adel's Mitzvah, go break down the door and take out the child. Even though he's crushing the wood, Kimin ate some shirum malocha, like piece of wood that's fit to now for utility. Shanasim kimin the sagam, like they become like planks, like some ladlok or like twigs for using for a fire. Even so, mutashvir, the breaking is permitted. Shem yibois atinig yomis, because maybe the child's gonna be frightened and die. But loyim rina, we don't say oh shev shle karkish la atinig begizim mevuchlitz. Oh, you could just shake a rattle for the baby with like nuts on the outside that shuvi amavtech until they bring the key. You don't say that. Even if he needed those clumps of earth, even if he needed those planks and those twigs, since that's not his intention. But Tisharatzin brings from the Primogod name in the Lech Mishnah. Look over there. He says, however, regarding the Ikra of this halacha, there are opinions between the Rishonim, because the Tishra B'Kivega brings the name of the Ram to be lean regarding this, and the Arosim B'Hag and the Rikeach, that writes that even though that Miskavon the Malacha Lahatzel, Harizim Meshubach, even though you're intending for that, but you're saving, you're Meshubach. But in the Rif and the Rosh, the Gir says, Avagav the Mitbar B'Shipi. And after the Rif, it also goes to the Rambam, that it doesn't mention even though you are intending for that. And that's in Rabbi Yerucham. It sounds like also that you're not intending for this. Only without that, you need this. That's in Meir writes, Shaloicham Lazeh. However, according to all opinions, it's talking about that he's not increasing definitely the action, because that's obvious. But the Shail is if you also allow to have Kavan of Adam. Siv Yudal. Let's say a sick person that was in danger of his life needed meat. We slaughter an animal for Man Shabbos. We don't say, okay, we'll give him a non-kosher animal or one that just died. But if let's say the sick person needed meat right away, and the non-kosher meat is available right away, and to slaughter, to prepare it, we'll delay it. Then you give him the nevela to eat the dead animal. We slaughter for him. Harbor time Nemrals. There's many reasons said regarding this why we slaughter, and we don't just give him the nevela meat. Yes, some say Mishum the Shabbos, because when it comes to Shabbos, butcher eats a bekuruch nevesh. It's totally permitted to do malach on Shabbos when it comes to bekuruch nevesh. But look how shechid them like. We slaughter for him. Gedek shechid from yamtiv, just like we slaughter on yamtiv. Which is permitted. If it is rabbanon, and even rabbinic prohibition, emachil nois, we don't give him to eat. But malcham shechid lelishchad, if you can slaughter for him, and mitamz ever this reason, and it's permitted to slaughter. Tutra. Aval habrishem kesel, but many rishon write no. The Shabbos rak tuchuihi. Shabbos is just pushed away. It's not permitted. It's only like every time, like, oh, fine, you have to. So here you don't have to. You could give him the nevela. Tamar, the reason is, Shema Yeh cuts by Achilles nevela. The patient might just be disgusted with eating non-kosher, but Yeh Chabli Stakin, not going to eat, he's going to become in danger of his life. But he says, maybe Oitam Hashem around, but he says, bring another name around the nevela, because by nevela, Oiva, Kol Kuzayz Mimen, every single olive-sized piece he eats, he's violated. Mechamim Mislav the Shabbos is more severe than the prohibition of negative, prohibition of Shabbos, which is a one-time thing. But Oitam Ayin Shem, look at another reason, look over there.
So it says the Mishmur, Lefiz, according to this, Bevadim Mutav Laver, so definitely it's better to violate Ulahoshul Isid Rabbanan and to give him a rabbinic prohibition, Mishn Nechal Shabbos, Isiskila, than violating Shabbos, which is an Isser of a Skila. Now, Behine, Imachila Omer, if the sick person says, in the Katzbachel is Nevela, he doesn't get disgusted with eating Nevela. Vyesh Nevela Mizum Levana, and there's not kosher, they prepared in front of him. If you're allowed to slaughter for him, I'm going to look in the later authorities. But at least regarding a minor, most definitely, it seems it's definitely better to give him to eat non-kosher food. And a person should not slaughter for him on Shabbos. If you have to boil up wine for the sick person, Yamal Yisrael, the Jew should fill it up. And the non-Jew should heat it up. It's better that it turns into a wine of libations. It's called Nisch Yain when the non-Jew touches the wine. Mishay Chal Shabbos and desecrating Shabbos. But the reason is I'm Dachemish. Cost like Dachemish that it writes. Kimin Shes is Tam Yin. Since the prohibition of in general the wine of a non-Jew in El Rabbana is only rabbinic. Begam Yisur Kal also says it's a lighter Isser. Bein Achel Katz by and then a sick person generally does not become disgusted because it's kosher wine, so to speak. It's not similar to Nevela. It's better that the non-Jew heats it up. If it prepared in front of him, that it shouldn't cause a delay through this. Okay, now like we mentioned before, Sivri Beis, Bahaga in the Ramah. So moreover, says the Mishnah, the Kamel be Yerideh, the Halach is in Yerideh, some Kuf Chofes of Yud, the Ein Yehudi HaMelech Kli Basuach. Anyways, when you have a non-Jew that's transporting an open vessel, you saw Meshamesh Lai Yisnasach, and the Jew is watching him that he doesn't do a libation, sure, it's permitted. And if that's the case, Efshel Chamal de Ein Yehudi, so you could actually even heat up through a non-Jew on Shabbos, but he nisach without any heavy problem, any nisach at all. However, if someone is leaning regarding a sick person that is dangerous to his life, he hit up himself. You don't protest regarding what he's doing because the yesh la milisma he has on who to rely on. I'm betaz b'siv katan hay, which we spoke about that. Siv tezvav amaduhu pirush. His bindu b'machlos b'sheru. They assessed his illness and they evaluated. That is haroi from the doctor. Shetzarch gregers achas. He needs one dried fig for his dangerous situation. But also Asara and 10 people run. And each one goes and brings them a dried fig. They're all exempt for having done malach on Shabbos. They actually all have great reward from Hashem. Even if the guy already became healthy from the first one. Sivkat Mem says, Mishbub, Rats Asara, 10 people ran. Each one thought that he's going to go first. And they brought for him Midrash Rabbim, let's say from the street, or Talib Shabbos, or they detached, they did some malacha on Shabbos. Sivkat Membeis, I feel a heavy Rishayna, even though he became healthy from the first one. Pidish Shivila Bezechazeh, one after another, they came. Ukvar Acha B'Mashayvali Rishon VeHivri, and already ate from what the first guy brought him. Maybe already became healthy. Falachi, even so, Kulam Turmechatzes, they all exempt from a sin offering. Pshut the Kolechel Chosim, Pshut Yakim, this guy thought he's going to be first. Falilu Vachem B'Turm, not only are they exempt, Eli Yeshlam Gam Sacha Tayv Avu Machshav T'Matev, they actually even have a good, great reward for their good thoughts that they had. Sif Tezayin, Amadu. The Shtei Gregers. Let's say they evaluate and they assess him. He needs two dried figs. Now they only found two dried figs with two stems, and v'sholosh bukitz echad. And then on the other hand, there's three that are on one stem. So what do? Karisim ha'ikitz shesh v'sholosh. So you cut the stem that has the three figs. Now v'moish tam bukitz echad. If you had two in one stem, v'sholosh bukitz echad, and three in one stem, then la yuchasu la'ikitz shesh v'shnayim. Then you only cut the stem that has two. Now, if it's an overwhelming situation, we're not precise, we don't care, you just do whatever it takes. It doesn't come to pushing and holding things back. This is So he said, you cut the stem that Shesh Beshol has three, because then you're minimizing the desecration. You're only cutting one time. Therefore, the two, you'd have to cut two different times. Sivkat Mem Dalad. Now, if you had two in one stem and three in one stem, then you only cut the one with two, because increasing the measurement unnecessarily, which is that it has three and there has two, is forbidden. From here it seems obvious, as a continue on the base, regarding other malachas, let's say cooking or something like that. I feel it'll be there, even though it's in one pot. Not cook and do other malachas, but since it's only what you need exactly what you need for now. Again, if it's an overwhelming situation, we're not precise, we'll come in, like we'll say later on, says the Chayyab. Be'alacha, and the B'maskel, B'yishlam Sachatayv, so he says, look, Mishbu Sivukat Mem, which he was mitzayin to this Be'alacha that he said, that he writes, that he's talking about, that each guy thought that he's going to be first before the other one. And it's talking about in an illness that's chaotic, because if not, it is logical that it would be forbidden to have too many people doing the job. And you think it's better than from this that we're not sure if when it's two stems or three in one stem, obviously when it's not overwhelming, we do calculate everything to lessen the Chil Shabbos. Says he saw an Eli Rabbah that brings the name of Chubas Ramah, that even two could do one malacha like in the weekday. But he says it appears that it's talking about through two people, that it's possible that the malacha will be finished quicker. But So without that, and then yes, it would be forbidden because you're not allowed to do more chil than what's necessary. Some of the dirshus, dirshu number 46, even if there is a possibility to refrain from the one who's saving, from doing malacha through his saving. For example, let's say you could hold back from spreading out a net to trap the fish secondary to his saving the child. Shlomzim holds, there's no obligation to Ikardin to do that because the one who's saving is not doing any aveir by doing that. Dish number 48. Just as Shulchan Aruch writes in Siv Dal that if you could wait with the malacha till after Shabbos, nam mchal on the chayla, the Shabbos, Shubis Mechal Yitzchak explains that since there's no Bekurich Nefesh, so Shabbos was not hutra for that. So although we say that some hold Shabbos is a hutra, that still wouldn't permit that. Dish number 49. A sick person that doesn't want to eat from the foods that are in the hospital because they're not kosher. Shulchan Aruch holds, you don't tell him that, oh, because he's not agreeing to eat, we're going to have to bring you food from somewhere else, we're going to have to be over Isidai Raisa, transporting in Rosh Hashanah, because you have to be concerned that because of that, he'll agree to eat, and then he'll be disgusted with his food, he's going to vomit it up. And he adds on, for this reason, it's also forbidden to mislead the sick person to tell him, oh, don't worry, it's kosher, because you have to be concerned that maybe he's going to find that it's not true, and he's going to be disgusted with his food after that he ate, and that's going to be problematic. Dish number 50, even if the sick person doesn't have to eat the meat himself, it's just the gravy that was cooked with it. It's just that in the gravy there's is brine and there's fats from the meat, and the measurement that would be from the eating of the soup, a kezayis of it kedechil's pras, Chaznish writes, that's permitted to shecht for him, a slaughter from an animal, so that you don't feed him the gravy. But if you don't have the gravy, the measurement that's going to come to a kezayis for kedechil's pras, then the is only because of tamkir, because it has a taste of non-kosher, that according to many Rishonim is only rabbinically forbidden, so right, but there, then it's not so clear, and whoever's leaning to slaughter doesn't lose out. On the other hand, Reb Chaim Salvechik, Bor Nafikiyam, says that in such a situation, you should not slaughter on Shabbos, rather you should give to the sick person from the soup that has the prohibited taste inside of it. Dish number 51. If there's no nevela, no non-kosher in front of us, Chaznish writes that you don't tell a non-Jew to stab an animal for the child. Rather, the Jew should slaughter it. And even according to Ramon, Sivyat Beis, that when it's possibly due through a non-Jew, however, since there's no issa to do this malacha through Yisrael, it's definitely better to do it through Yisrael and not to feed the sick person, something that's forbidden. Regarding a child, a baby, or a mentally deranged person that they can't eat themselves, and if you don't feed them issa, they're going to have to bring them food through the Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah holds, it's possible that it's better to bring them the food in an abnormal way, with a shina, than to feed them an issa b'idam, to actively feed them something that's forbidden. Dish number 52, when there's a need to cook for a sick person that is a danger, if it's better to cook in a microwave, and that we discussed in Simich and Chesiv Chav. Dish number 53, if they called for one person that it should come to save, to do hatzal, to save a person's life, and others came first, and then there's no need for the other hatzalah members to come, and they want to let them know not to come, Jewish Levi writes that since he's not doing any Isser by coming, it's forbidden to violate even Isser Rabbanon to let him know not to come. And that's what the finished Shlomo, and he adds on that if there's a non-Jew in the area, definitely better to tell him to go let the Jew know that the one who's coming to save, that he doesn't have to come. Dish number 54, even if it was found out to be that they made a mistake, someone explains that still, it's not considered like what's called toy bar mitzvah, make a mistake in bar mitzvah, that you didn't fulfill the mitzvah, because since Chazal tells in Yumidav Pehei V'chai Behem, L'ish Yomas Behem, it's logical that whatever you do because of something B'kuch Nefesh, it's considered like actually like a Maisa mitzvah that you're doing. Dish number 55, the reason why that the katsira, the heart, the cutting, is considered like one malacha, that you have Rebbe B'shurim, you're doing increase in the measurements, and it's not like considered a Maisa Katsira in every one of those figs individually. Nizikral explains, because the Malacha of Katsira is detaching the nourishment from the ground. And since you only did one act, so that's only Rebbe B'shurim. And even though that cutting was effective for many payers. Now regarding a Malacha that doesn't depend on the measurement, for example, let's say taking a life, meaning killing something like that, the Rebbe Simcha writes that even if someone slaughters a large animal, when it's enough with, let's say, a small bird, it does not violate it by the Rebbe B'shurim, because it's one mice in the Tehillas Neshama. However, according to the Mechas Chinuch, the Shechita would have a problem about Rebbe B'shurim. Dish number 56, someone cooks a sick person on Shabbos, and he adds on a piece of meat in the pot before it's put onto the fire. So in Simen Shin Yudches, Mishmur writes that some say that's Issa Derei, so some say that's only Asim Rabbanim. And he's Mitzayan over there, that in his Sefer Avos Chesed, he verifies that the primary is like the opinion of those who hold that it's Asim Adaraisa. In his Sefer Machne Yisrael, he writes that in a pressing situation, it's possible to rely on those who hold that if you do this, you're not Chayav Chatas. And even though previous instances of Sivkat Namachez Mesh Barod, that's permitted to do Malacha V'Pekuach Nevesh, even when you're having intention also from Malachas Isser, if that's the case, it would be appropriate to permit also Rebishur. Moshev Alibi explains that the Torah didn't permit only when you're adding on in your thought that the Malacha should be also for a purpose of Malachas Isser, that only Malachas Moshev the Torah makes forbidden, but not just Machshava itself. But if you're Mar Meshurim, you actually increase the volume, so then you're adding on to the Malacha itself, and therefore that's going to be forbidden. Look over there, that explains also in an additional way. Issue number 57. If someone does a malacha that's applicable to increase measurements, for example, cooking, something like that, for a sick person that has danger to his life, Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Shin Yud Ches, it's forbidden for a healthy person to have benefit from it, because maybe you're going to come to increase the measurement because of the healthy person. This there are more rights over there regarding if someone cuts payers from where it's attached for a sick person on Shabbos, that the payers are forbidden for a healthy person because of Muktzah, and he doesn't say it's also because of Rebbe Shurim. Look at the Aruch HaShulchan that he asked like this. Shulchan Aruch explained that since the issa to detach the stem that has many fruits is very severe in the eyes of people, more than the issa of cooking more than what's necessary, Chazal were not concerned over there that you're going to come to add because of the healthy person. And therefore, that's why you have to say the reason is problematic because of muktzah.